For DCIF, well, one of the problems we have in DCIS in this country is this figure here, which we have in Nottingham and exactly mirrored the national figure of about 30% of patients who have involved margins after DCIS. We're not good at predicting the extent of DCIS preoperatively, so there is a high second therapeutic operation rate, but we've lowered it significantly by the use of these sort of techniques, and no local recurrences so far in this group. If patients do have involved margins, and there's 15% in this group, I'll explain how we dealt with them. But of those who had clear margins, they tended to be pretty widely clear. In Nottingham at the moment, we accept a 3mm margin for invasive disease and 10mm for DCIS. As you can see, most had quite widely clear margins. Those who did have involved margins tended to have quite extensive disease. So when you are taking a healthy amount of tissue out, if the margin is involved, it tends to be that you've underestimated the extent of disease by quite a margin. And DCIS is usually the thing that catches you out, occasionally separate foci of disease. So the decision to mastectomy was quite obvious in most of these patients as that being the most appropriate oncological procedure for them. However, it is possible to re-excise sometimes with very select patients, and we could discuss that perhaps.